Why do we have this story in today's gospel? The briefest of one of these gospel family encounters as compared to their parallels in Matthew and Mark. What I mean isn't how do we make sense of Jesus' words. Hopefully, we clearly see Jesus as elevating here the role of his closest disciples, not diminishing his family ties. You are of my very blood if you hear the word of God and act on it. If we could add, you receive my body and blood, hear my word this morning at Mass, and act on it. When I say, why do we have this story, I don't mean the spiritual conclusions we might draw from it, but the very story itself. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's easy to imagine Jesus as a calm, dispassionate teacher. He gives a lecture, people listen attentively, they make arrangements for their next speaking engagement. Maybe the art of Jesus' teachings gets this in our mind, those rolling green hills, freshly bloomed flowers, orderly, picturesque, calm. It might be good to pray with Jesus in that place, but he seems often to find himself very far from there in his ministry. Why is this message delivered telephone game style to him? Why do we have this, your mother and your brothers wish to see you go between? Luke gives us the answer. Mary and these relatives were unable to approach because of the crowd. Luke doesn't specify the setting, but like Matthew and Mark, he describes the family as outside. So imagine, in a crowded, simple house or a Galilean synagogue, people on top of each other, uncomfortably crammed together, to get a listen, or to take some notes, or to find a hole, perhaps, in Jesus' presentation. And another challenge is here presented to him. Today, we will find ourselves in similar places, jammed in line, jammed in traffic, jammed with demands, jammed with whatever. May we find Jesus jammed in there with us, reminding no matter what we're facing or feeling, no matter where that chaos, my family is whoever hears the word of God